This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It, presented by Westside Lexus. You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader. Sports Radio 610.
In the loop, rolling on a Tuesday. The OG has returned from his vacation. Figgy Fig keeping us on the air. John McClain joins us right now, as he does every Tuesday, right here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up at 11 o'clock, we're going to get into all these proposed changes in the NFL. You just heard John McClain say that's one of the dumbest things he's ever heard. Some of this stuff is the dumbest stuff that I've ever heard. We'll get more in-depth in that. But right now, John McClain, you heard John Lopez talking about Wade Phillips and why he thinks he should be Hall of Famer. And correction, Dick LeBeau actually is a Hall of Famer in large part because of what he did as a player. But you're a Hall of Famer. You've gotten like 8 shout-outs at Hall of Fame speeches. You have a lot of pull. You have a great grasp of this, better than anybody in this building. Should defensive coordinators like Wade Phillips be considered for the Hall of Fame?
Absolutely, they should be considered. And one of the things that the Hall of Fame decided a few years ago to create a contributors category, mm-hmm. and it was for non-football people, and I mean not non-players, but and I thought coaches should have been included in there. Because there's a lot of coaches who deserve to be in the Hall of Fame who are not in there, and but they kept it for executives and commissioners and people like that that had an influence on the game, like the Sables, Stephen Ed
right.
Sable, who'd done an incredible job with NFL Films, and it obviously made an impact.
Beyond incredible.
And I still believe John Madden, who was bypassed as a coach, first one to get to 100 victories and won a Super Bowl and was a great coach, that it took him so long to get in because his impact after he retired as a broadcaster, Madden, and all the things he was known for a long time, he did great Miller Lite commercials, and influenced the game in many ways. But the general managers... We put in Bill Polian and Ron Wolf for the first ones.
Right.
And they were very deserving. George Young of the Giants deserves to be in there. 5-time executive of the year. He hasn't made it yet. And I wish the coaches, all coaches, were in the contributors category. And that might happen. They're talking about, besides an owner or general manager, what about a longtime personnel director that did a great job for a franchise and was instrumental in drafting? It's hard to tell exactly what they do, so you have to get others to tell their story.
So would you vote for Wade?
Oh, well, no, not right now. Of course not. He's only won one Super Bowl, and there's coordinators that won multiple Super Bowls.
So is Andy Reid a Hall of Famer?
Andy's in that category, like Marty Schottenheimer and Dan Reeves,
right.
Was a great regular season coach. It's among the league leaders. Now, Reeves
195 career wins. He's
Reeves
8th all time.
Reeves went to 9 Super Bowls.
He did.
Mm-hmm. And, I think Dan Reeves deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. You go to 9 Super Bowls, you ought to be in there. And but it just depends. Like, you know, Gary Kupiak won 2 as an offensive coordinator. So Wade, because of his longevity, and now he's in the Super Bowl 2 times within 4 years after never getting in one, I would think Wade would definitely merit consideration.
His numbers as a defensive coordinator are Hall of Fame numbers. As a defensive coordinator, he did it with the Saints when he first did it, the Eagles. We know the Broncos the first time. Here he made them from number 20-something in defense to number 1, the Texans. And then, of course, Denver. I think they were number 1 or number 2, number 1 scoring defense. And then now they're doing it again. I mean, it's incredible. I never thought about assistant coaches until him, you know.
I think about him all the time when I see
behind the game, J-Lo.
When you see him with like 4 or 5 Super Bowl rings in a row, they played in those Super Bowls. And
I'm just saying, like, everywhere he's gone.
Well, there's been others that have done that too, and, yeah. and we got one right here, Romeo Crennel. And but I'm hoping someday that they move the coaches to the contributors category, which would make it better for longtime defensive coordinators. And Wade, of course, I believe his record, he's got like 15 more wins than losses.
18, I think.
Yeah. Is it 18?
I think it's 82 and 64.
And so, as Wade knows his statistics right off the top of
his head. But those aren't Hall of Fame numbers.
No, but it would, it's part of it. Just like Dick LeBeau was in the NFL for 50-something years as a coach and a player, and that's the reason he got in. And Wade's been in there 30-something, closing in on 40. Wade took 2 years off in there at different times after he lost jobs. But yes, he would definitely be considered.
John McClain, you handle success very well. Has anyone ever told you that?
No.
I feel like you should be a lot more of a jackass given all your accomplishments in media. Like John Lopez is kind of a jackass, and he hasn't done nearly as much as you have. So
Use that as an example.
I'm just kidding. But you know how media types can be, and they can feel entitled, just like fans, just like players, just like executives. And the New England Patriots have been the most successful dynasty in the history of the NFL. And I want to ask you guys, how would you, if you were a fan, I'm going to have you guys be Texans fans, how do you think you would handle this success that the Patriots have had, in which they've won 5 Super Bowls over the course of about 17, 18 years? How would you handle that success? Would you ever get tired of winning and not appreciate it fully as much as you did the very first time?
First of all, I was talking about this subject last night at dinner with Dale Robertson and Mike Meltzer.
That's an interesting group.
And we were drinking. Dale brought some of his wine, and we talked about this. And Dale and I go way back to the 70s covering the NFL. And I always thought that when the Cowboys were winning so much, the media people that I knew up there acted like they were part of it.
So do the Patriots.
And the Patriots media is the same way.
I think Texans would be too, honestly.
I would. Now, all of them haven't been like that. I've never thought that.
Shaughnessy is out of control.
Denver, I've never thought that. And the Broncos won Super Bowls. They went to a lot of Super Bowls.
San Francisco,
never thought about it with the 49ers. And didn't think when Miami went to 3 in a row about them. I've only thought that, and I wasn't around for the Packers, but I would think that Dallas and New England is where I've experienced it the most. So I would love to be in that situation here to see. I won't be. And
don't be negative.
And no, it's just I'm old.
Just believe in Deshaun.
And so I do believe in Deshaun.
You'll be right until you're 100.
And I think that that happens. And I think the fans are that way, too. You know, a lot of the fans get obnoxious
for sure.
As can be. When I was growing up in Waco and the Cowboys were winning, you would have thought Waco's diehard Cowboys fans, I thought I was in France, the wee. And I didn't know enough then to ask them if they worked for the team. When I hear broadcasters today, I heard an interview last week with Scott Zolak.
Gosh.
And Scott sounded like he was in Paris. Wee.
He's a clown.
Which I know he works for the team, but still, one of the many things
he's entertaining.
I respect about Mark Vandermeer, he never says we. Never. And I respect that about him. And but as far as the media here, no, I don't think so. I don't think the media would get all caught up and act like they were anything special just because they covered multiple Super Bowl
I could winners. See Vandermeer rocking the shades indoors and maybe up in his wardrobe a little bit, going a little bit of Hollywood with a little bit of a fur coat. But that's just me. Shout out to Vandy. Hope he's enjoying his time off because we need to have those pipes ready to go next year. It's going to be a tough season. Do players take it for granted when they win too much? Sean Marash, who we've had on the show, he's on the Damon Amendola show on Intercom Radio. He thinks that the fact that Tom Brady's wife, Giselle, decided to stay at home and watch the game instead of traveling to Kansas City to see her husband go to yet another Super Bowl is a sign that not only the fans and the media in New England are a little over the top, but even the supermodel wife of Tom Brady has taken this for granted.
If this was at Gillette, perhaps Giselle could have made the ride.
Yeah, great. Convenient. Her and Bon Jovi will have some Stolios at halftime. But you can't get to Kansas City? It's not like they're playing a game on the moon. The family decided, Tom, we've seen that enough. We don't have to do that.
Miami, maybe Giselle would have went.
Yeah, she can't go to Kansas City.
No.
Too cold.
No. What?
To do what? To watch her go to a measly Super Bowl?
Yeah. I mean,
who
maybe,
needs that?
Maybe she'll be in Atlanta.
This is embarrassing. True story. 2011, I vomited between fourth quarter and overtime of Giants 49ers. Literally went into the bathroom and handled my business. I was so nervous. And I had just seen the team go to the Super Bowl 4 years earlier. This girl can't get her ass on an airplane on a private jet and go to Kansas City to watch her husband go to Super Bowl? And now he has to waste the rest of the audience's time nationally to tell Evan Washburn? Dad, you feel sorry? Hold on first. Forget your question. I got to tell Giselle, I'm thinking of you, honey. She could care less about going. It stinks. This whole thing stinks today. And that was the icing on the cake at 9:45 or whatever the heck time that was. You know, that was time to shut off the TV and go to bed and understand, you know, the rich get richer here, the poor get poorer. Get lost, Brady family. You guys suck.
Who were those clowns?
Damon Amendola and Sean Marash.
Damon was on there?
Yeah, Damon was.
Well, he wasn't really talking. He wasn't talking as
Damon
much
was,
as...
Damon was laughing.
Yeah. Damon's got a lot of class. The other guy's class is third. And get your grammar right if you're going to be on the radio. And first of all, she could have been ill. Family could have been ill. And could have been. So, with Tom, you know, you got a losing record on the road. And you
oh, God.
Championships
yeah, sure.
game in 04, so I don't want to go to watch you lose. I'm going to stay home. So they don't have a clue about why Giselle didn't go to the playoffs.
She's got to go to the game, though, John.
Maybe she's
go.
Got a reason that we don't know about.
Because she's so used to it. This is the other thing.
What if she was ill? What if one of the children was
then
ill?
Then they would feel sick. Then they would feel bad about it.
And speaking of that, the Patriots superfan, Mark Wahlberg, the last time the Super Bowl was in Houston, Mark Wahlberg left the game early when the Patriots were conveniently trailing 28-3. He said it was because his son was sick.
Right.
But according to a Men's Health article that I found when I tried to look up the incident, he came clean on why they actually left the game. Apparently, his bratty son, who's so entitled and used to winning Super Bowls, was yelling the F word in the middle of their luxury suite and laying on the ground, kicking his legs and arms because that little punk 8-year-old was so used to his team winning Super Bowls that he couldn't even gut it out and trust in Tom Brady. So Mark Wahlberg had to leave the stadium early and take his kid back to the hotel room so he wouldn't make a scene. And then all of a sudden that kid gets to go back to the hotel room with tears in his eyes and watch his team win another Super Bowl.
Good for him.
Terrible.
That's the best punishment he could have had.
It's the way that it makes me sick that they get to experience this. I can't even hate on it anymore, though. I asked Mike Meltzer this because Mike despises the Patriots. He hates seeing them have success. At some point, you just got to bow down. Like, at some
well,
point, you just got to bow
greatest
down and
dynasty
appreciate
in history,
it.
No questions asked.
And they went 10 years without winning a Super Bowl. Like,
but they were still there twice?
Yeah, they were still there twice. They've lost three times to NFC East teams, believe it or not. I guess the NFC East is the Patriots' kryptonite in these situations. But it's crazy that these fans get to experience this. It's insane. And
it'd be
I don't even hate it anymore.
I just like to experience a championship game, which we haven't done since 79.
Like you said, John, I can't respect what they've done. I can't acknowledge what they've done anymore. I mean, they're incredible.
It's crazy.
But I can be tired of watching them.
But it's fun to
watch,
man. It's just
I'm
crazy.
I'm tired of writing about them.
Yeah.
I know you guys are going to be tired of talking about them. It's been so much more fun to talk about the Chiefs and Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. But I tell you, considering the era of the salary cap and free agency, there's no dynasty in NFL history that compares to the Patriots, and anybody tries to claim otherwise doesn't know football.
Yeah, and there never will be. It's ridiculous just how long it's gone on and how long they've been relevant. I got a legit nobody's talking about question right here, and I think it needs to be answered. I think it deserves to be answered. I think anybody who watched the games on Sunday deserves to have the answer to this question. Travis Kelce, the tight end for the Kansas City Chiefs. That guy. They were supposed to be, they were the favorite, and they were supposed to be in this Super Bowl. But unfortunately, they didn't. Travis Kelce's going home doing whatever he does in the offseason. There's a commercial that is showcased during these football games in which Travis Kelce, who has an endorsement deal with McDonald's, he does a little dance, and then he's at McDonald's ordering, and the person catches him doing his dance, and he gets his order. The special that's running on this McDonald's commercial is 2 for $5. You get two of any of these items for $5. Mm-hmm. There's a fish sandwich. There's a 10-piece chicken nugget. There's a quarter pounder, and there's a Big Mac. When Travis Kelce gets his order, there are two items on his tray. So I'm going to ask John McClain, what did Travis Kelce order from McDonald's on the 2 for $5?
What would Travis Kelce?
It's a mystery. It's definitely not the nuggets. We know that. It doesn't look like the fish either. Did he get 2 quarter pounders? Did he get 2 Big Macs? Or did he get one of each?
Do you know the answer?
I do not.
Well, I have no
clue. It's all speculation.
Either.
You got to guess.
I don't think he's
two Big Macs.
I don't think
he's a big guy. He's going to get the biggest thing he can get.
Yeah, I don't think he's like one of these you watch everything you eat guys. I think he's just one of those.
Not if he's in McDonald's.
Yeah.
Do you have any when I was at my fattest stories, John McClain? For example, like when I was at my fattest, I would order a pizza from Domino's, a large pizza, and then on the way I would stop at Taco Bell and I would get a couple cheesy bean and rice burritos and maybe like a taco to eat on the way home before I ate my pizza.
What I gorged on?
Yeah. Do you have any when I was at my fattest eating tales?
Nope.
Come on, man.
I don't.
You got to play along.
Something I don't think about.
You got to think about it now.
I'm
trying to get you to
it.
Think about
Let
it.
Let John think about
I'm
it.
I'm thinking about it.
Back so before he lost all that weight on the Q?
Yeah.
Quick weight loss.
You went to the Q?
Years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. I would get like, I'm an old school. I like the way a Big Mac tastes.
Dude, Big Macs go hard.
I would get 2 Big Macs and take the bread off of the second one and just put the meat in there.
You go 4 deep?
Yeah. Four deep.
I do that all the time.
On the patties.
I order way too much and eat way too much.
There you go.
But I would order the 2 Big Macs and then get rid of the bread on the second one.
Figgy?
Well, that's healthy.
Yeah, healthier.
You got any when I was at my fattest?
Yeah, the most I did was go to Chick-fil-A for a sandwich, get the Chick-fil-A sauce, and then go to Whataburger for the fries.
Oh, yeah.
And just for the fries. So I kind of went multiple places.
That's my dream meal thing that we were talking about the other day.
That's the fast food stock up.
The perfect fast food meal.
That's a fast food stock up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can definitely respect that. Give us some your when you were at your fattest tales. John McClain doesn't want to play along, but the loopholes always play along. Shout out to all the loopholes. Shout out to Houston. We always appreciate your ears. We appreciate our listeners. We love our listeners. Many different forms of listening. We love you very much. Thank you very much for listening. Coming up next with John McClain, he is going to play along with this. I can 100% guarantee you. A lot of people are trying to change the game of football. Is too much change a bad thing? We'll get into that next. It's In the Loop with Landry, Lopez, and Figgy and John McClain on Sports Radio 610.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.